I had hoped to avoid this by inveigling Bill Murchison to do the introduction today, but Mr. Lipset said that I had to make the announcements. And I'm Hugh Newton, if you don't know me. The first announcement is very important. Morton Blackwell insisted that I announce this. There's a table out front with information, booklets, and so on, of all the organizations that are involved with the Philadelphia Society. If you want to learn something about some of them, stop out there and pick up all you can. The reception tonight on the U.S. frigate Constellation from 5 to 6. Free drinks. Since I bought last night, I'm going to drink a lot tonight. According to the card, our appreciation for the reception is to Tim Rowe Price Associates. Bridget Wagner will lead the first boarding part. And I follow her anywhere. 4:45 from the hotel lobby. Name tags are required for free admission. Hurry up, Fred, please. And if you need one, see Julie at the registration desk. They won't let you on the boat unless you have this name tag. I was also supposed to, there was a long list of notes for Stan Evans to read, and he didn't. Most of which I think now are irrelevant, but I will read some of them. Sign up for the American Spectator Saturday evening dinner at the registration desk. $50 gets you free beer. Check out today is 12 noon. The hotel is sold out for tonight, so you better check out. When anybody asks a question from the floor, please identify yourself. Not only your name, but place of employment would help. Bruce Bartlett. And is there anything else? Any other announcements? Oh, I know I'm going to introduce you. Afternoon session starts at 2:30 in Maryland Salon B, which will be on conservative journalists and their media, with the panel are all journalists. Joe Golden is the chairman. We may have a few substitutes because one or two people have not been able to get here. Yeah. I was all set to give a speech, but I can't find it. It's a two-hour speech, and I lost it. I don't know what happened to it, but Warren says he has a very, very long speech, so you won't need mine. I'm pleased to introduce Bill Murchison at this point, who's, aside from being a former editorial writer at the Dallas Morning News, now writes a column for Heritage Features Syndicate, is a fourth cousin of someone who was once one of the richest men in Texas, Glenn Murchison. Bill,